Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Send us your WhatsApps, man. I need to hear from you as to what you say. Gladwin Dube, thank you so much for that. I will read it. And then also Paul Mzolo, thank you so much. I will read it also, that one. Let's see others. Right. Annalise, thank you for the picture you sent. Gladwin Dube says, Sanbonani bafundisi, Pastor Ray, esu professor Ayibeka, kwavela iculo elithi, because of who you are, I give you worship. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift up my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Noma sicabanga ukuthi akaselanga lutho. God, we keep on worshiping him ngoba ungu aba baba. Ayibongwe inkosi. All right, that is Gladwin Dube. Thank you so much, Gladwin. I really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Paul Mzolo, SOA2 says, good evening, Pastor Ray and all pastors and the rest of the family. Isaac Newton himself was quoted as saying, God said, let there be light, and there was light. After his famous experiment of the spectrum of light, Paul Mzolo there. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Absolutely, absolutely. Man, you should always, sometimes you must remind me what Stephen Hawking said. If you remember Stephen Hawking, he passed away some few years ago. And he was, you know, he was the Einstein of today, you know. Yeah. Anyway, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I think the word God and the word Lord really limits the notion of him being the creator. Malak, I'm talking to you about that. I'm not saying people shouldn't use that. Every time when someone uses that, it points to me what might be hidden about him deliberately by those who were translators who used these titles. Anyway, in Job chapter 40, verse 15, it says, look now at the behemoth which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. Now he displays his power and how everything he has created in their greatness. Ne? How he created things in their greatness. But these things he is able to command and to humble at his own volition. Because he's a creator. He has all power and all control. He has all power and all control. All right. Psalm 24. I read Psalm 24. Psalm 33, verses 6. By the word of the Elohim, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. This also describes his power. Haberigisa chizilini, le amura, le spaner. He spoke, he breathed, and things were there. This is how powerful he is. Yo. Malak. Hey. Yeah. Okay, nga jump amus. Ngathi ngaqhuma yazi. Hey, yeah.
We're talking of Elohim or Elohim, or some may call him Alua.
Mm.
Or Allah, which means the Almighty. We're talking of the beginning and the end, and everything exists in him.
Mm.
And without him, there's no existence.
Mm.
By one. Yes. Now, we have to know that, and by his wisdom, he creates everything on the earth and in the heavens, male and female, like it becomes so deep to can even understand that in everything that he created, everything in a purpose, higher than that because he was born. But each and everything, where I get to one, there's something for us to learn that each and everything, and it relates to scripture, because it's something that maybe it becomes a testimony to maybe a particular verse in the scripture.
Mm.
You know, so nature is scripture on its own, and now we have him as the chief executive or the CEO. We have him as Usomanda, as the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omnipresent, the Almighty. So we have to be able to understand in saying, when we call him Yah, refer to the titles, because even how Yah go special or go court, you would have people not advocate Dalimpo. The advocate is the title.
Yes.
So it becomes important, because then when we say God, how Yah go Oma Hassan Amangwe, they also call them God.
Mm.
So the trick is this, Malak. Now that you brought me here. You see, people think it's like when we write. Né?
Mm.
You know, when we write, we think, when we speak of the creator, no, it's capital G. But if we speak of the one who's a statue, is a small G.
Yeah. That's always that.
There's always that.
Mm.
Do you know that? That's a lie.
I know.
The spirit realm doesn't know capital letter and small letter.
Mm-mm, I know.
The spirit realm cannot discern or not, but in a capital letter in. If you say this, you said it, it accepts the word.
Mm.
And that's it. So now, how do we differentiate if this one or a creator or whatever? That is why the issue of the name is important.
Mm.
Well, I understand. That is why the issue of knowing his true name is important. And that is why it becomes, Harbala, Psalm 68, verse 4, when you read it, King James Version, it will say something like, sing unto Allah, sing his praises, by his name, Yah.
Mm.
So you have to use the correct version, Yah scripture, at least the closest one to the truth is King James Version.
Mm.
So then you find, wow, it actually calls him Yah, to say, oh, okay, we're not just saying it, but it's because it's the true name, because there is an organic name. Adam Nasa Yiti Apple, to say, no, that's an apple. He didn't call it an apple. It's now how things have evolved that we see this fruit and call it an apple. In a little organic name. The Messiah, the same, he was not known. Or if you were to call him and say to him, Jesus, he wouldn't answer, because during the time when he existed, nobody knew the name Jesus. It didn't exist. It only started in 1400. So now, when we go to the issue of the name, it becomes so important, because we're speaking of the creator. The name, Yah, it means he carries. Right?
Mm.
And he owns life and spirit.
Mm.
Right? That is now what Yah means. So when we come and we say Yahuwah, hence I made an example of a parent holding a child, because it has got to hit home for one to be able to understand, because now there is a protection. There's some form of safety that you would ensure how to make a koloi, Yahweh, you know, because you are holding him, and that is what he brings us. I wanna check some scriptures quickly. Wait, where am I now? When we look at him being the breast, right?
Mm.
When we read at Job 12, yeah, number 10, in his hand is the life of everything and the breath of all mankind. I mean, what are some things? Who taught you how to yawn?
Yeah.
Who it was there? You were taught to say, okay, this is how you yawn.
Well, this is how you breathe.
Notice lengwa no munyana wa lesea. Every time when they yawn, their hands, it makes a fist.
Yeah.
The hand makes a fist and they yawn. Now, it's just that for Santana Balibanyani, but when we yawn, we bring the fist to the mouth. You bring the fist to the mouth.
Yeah.
Now, Yare, our lives are in his hands. So the breath is life.
Yeah.
And my hand symbolizes his hand. I just ask you, Neil. Kore, these things are embedded in us without anybody taking us to school and teaching us. But that's why we wanna come on our list here. And that is a Yah process, because the Ha in Yah is the breath and the Y is the hand. So when we say it's that process that describes him, and that is why that particular process, it means Yare, he carries, he owns life and spirit, because Otsweri mapelo arona ama masogo nga ga. Why, what? So that is now what we need to be able to understand. Genesis 2 verse 7, Yare. Yahuwah Elohim formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So you can also describe Yahuwah as the Father and you, meaning that when you are the process of breathing, of inhaling and exhaling, it is what is described in his name. Because it is like the two people. It's like omongwe wa hema, like the exchange of a khotelegile mphe encha fela fela yalo, and that is the cycle of life just in the name Yahuwah. For people to understand, what does Yahuwah mean when we say Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah? And we can take note, it's not that this name is new, because Baba Angori Letroiseka, Jehovah. Now, it's just that now that we know the letter sync, Ra Correctayano, it's not something that is too far.
No.
Baba Angori Letroiseka, Yahweh. It's nothing new. Where you can say, and then this way or what name. No. It's because it's how he was known, it's how he was called. And you'll find now Baba Winje Baba Taho Ajua, right, but he's sounding this and that, but we're not there. So the verse of Job, it directly declares both life and breath, which is the spirit, are literally in his hand.
So
you see? So Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hand of my enemy and from those who persecute me. So we can be able to see on timing, life, death, purpose, Everything is controlled by the hand of Abba Yahuwah, because, and it's not, he's not man, but everything is in his hands. Deuteronomy 32, 39 says, "See now that I, even I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." So which means he alone controls life and death, and no power can remove us from his authority.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Malak. You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And of course, let's hear what you say about this when we talk about the Creator himself. What do we imply? When we speak about the Creator, what do we mean? And what do we imply when we speak of him? I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 0826572729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Indeed, Radio Pulpit 657 AM has been your daily companion and a trusted voice of hope for over 40 years. But right now, the future is uncertain due to a possible nationwide shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future. You may soon no longer be able to tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. But this does not mean the end of Radio Pulpit. We stand at a turning point and a new beginning. As part of new ways to listen, we have already launched 4 online stations, including Radio Pulpit, IM Youth Web Radio, as well as 2 new stations, Radio Council Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. This bold step was not part of our original plan. We are being compelled to explore more ways of broadcasting so that we can continue to touch lives of thousands of hearts with a voice of hope. Our Videothon and financial year are coming to an end. To ensure the sustainability of these new listening platforms, we still need to reach our Videothon target of 3 million. Praise the Lord, we are almost halfway there. But to secure the future of Radio Pulpit, we need your ongoing support. If this ministry has ever blessed you, challenged you, or encouraged you, will you keep on helping Radio Pulpit to keep its voice alive? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp us 0826572729 for banking details or pay directly into account. And again, thank you so much for keeping Radio Pulpit on air.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let's go to the Parliament. Parliamentary member. Honorable member.
Mhlanga Morena and the servants of the Lord in the house of the Lord. Honorable House, I greet you in the name of Jesus. Yena, our only true potentate. Mhlanga Morena, you are elaborating on explaining who our Father is. And yeah, truly, Professor Obuleki Mantsoma Ngware, our little mind, truly we are just little, but we thank God for the revelation and the grace that he has bestowed upon us. Oh, what a manner of love is this, that we should be called the children of God. Yes, we are, my God. Mthangamrana, you said something profound about God, about creation, that says, you said, God led them to discover. You know, I'm in a mining industry, Mthangamrana, and I always look at the grace that God has blessed us with minerals. And I look at people and say, these people doesn't understand that, who are mostly working in mining areas, that they benefit from the deposits that God has laid underground, knowing very well that most economies of the world, actually all the economies of the world, are built upon what God has deposited underground. They say the economy of South Africa depends on the reserves of gold they have in France and America. The economy depends, the value of economy is on gold. And who deposited gold, Mtlangamrena, is our father. Who gave man wisdom to develop economies, our father. Oil, he deposited oil in the Middle East and all the countries, and he deposited a car cannot exist without minerals, steel and all that, Mtlangamrena. Yo, he is our father. I always demonstrate Akilemo Wautungere. Our God has demonstrated his presence among all men. When you check, when you buy an apple, a pack of apple, Mtangamrena, you look at the package. They won't say ingredient is this. They will just say apples. They don't run ingredients because they cannot find ingredients of apple. They can't find. I once said to Banamo Kregengiri, look at God. I can plant a tree inside my yard, a banana tree and an apple tree and orange tree and a grinusheche kamezi asinan swikir mtlangamrena, my God. And you'll get a banana with sugar, you get orange with vitamin C, you get apple with sweetness of it, and you get barking sur le moon ibabe and all that, but on the same soil, Mtlangamrena. But if you dig in that soil, Mtlangamrena, you if you try and eat the soil, you won't find a sugar out of it, because he is God. Mtlangamrena, he is God. He always amazed me that one of Professor Obuleki Maswika, or Abulela Maswika, a simple stone in the road, and you look at that stone, and you ask yourself the age of that stone. I always does that, and I say, wow, lisuka lele nga gali pagamisha lele koralna velu, patlim pita kamengwaga, because that stone was created by God. Mtlangamrena, the wisdom, I always say, you know, education doesn't give wisdom. But God gives wisdom, even if people are calling themselves intellectuals. But the moment you become intellectuals without the wisdom of God, you will end up finding life without meaning. Because you don't, the Bible says, all knowledge, all treasure of knowledge and wisdom are hidden in Christ. That is why, Mtlangamrena, a simple thing, yes, I said simple thing. Our God, he's awesome. Our God is, because you can't explain our God. He is able to make, if you look at farmers, Mtlangamrena, lastly, if you look at farmers, the borehole, they always say, if it cannot rain, we will have a famine. You know why? Because rain has got minerals to be able to nourish the fruits and vegetables in our gardens, in Mashimu Mwelungori. They are able to harvest so that he is God who is able, because nature depends on him. Nature depends on him. We might not even reach to that, but when it rains, we know, my God, he is God.
Yeah.
He is great of heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Yo, our woman, yo, what a topic. Yo, Mutangamren. He's a keeper of wisdom.
Yes.
He is, the Bible says, whoever lacks wisdom must ask him. I'm not talking about intellectuals, because Baba Palechi, I was looking, even at the time of coronavirus, you see people were vaccinating, people were wearing gloves, people were doing that and that. And I said one day to them, the life belonged to God, and I'm not going to do all those things, because when he said, and corona is not going to take any glory for taking me out of the world, because my diary, my life is set by God. Yo, I'm Changamran, what a topic. Sorry for taking so long.
No problem.
Be blessed.
May the Father do you good. Be graced. And we're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are talking about the Creator himself. Who is he?
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. Let's hear from you as to what you say. Here's another one. Elohim.
Oh, Pastor Ray. This is Moses from Kakheso.
Hey, Moses.
Father, we love you.
Hallelujah.
He is the loving God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is Elohim Adonai. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Sebaoti. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Yahweh. Jireh is his name. He is our healer, our provider. He is Jehovah, merciful God, gracious God. He is our bread of life. He is the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. He is Jehovah Paul Parazim. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Jehovah Shuva. Jehovah Melech is his name. Oh, Jehovah Paul Parazim. Indo de Foshayo. Thank you, Father. You are our Father. You are all that we need. Everlasting God, Almighty God, the bright morning star, the root of Jesse. Oh, Father, we thank you. You are the bright morning star. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the bread of life, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon. You are the Ancient of Days. Oh, God, the Rock of Ages. Oh, Father, your names are full of power. Mm. We thank you, Elohim Adonai, for there is no God like you. We can go to the west, we can go to the east, we can go to the north and south. There is only one God, there's only one Creator. Oh, we thank you, my Father, that what you have said surely comes to pass in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give the Father all the praise. This is Pastor Muzi from Kagiso. Pastor Muzi, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father continue to do you good.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened.
Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
Evening to you, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, the Creator, Umdali. God alone is the Creator. No one created Him. He is creative in a class of His own. Unkulunkulu vo. Ungumdali akakho ke omunye okwazi ukudala njengaye uzimelekeleke qe akalinganiswa. Everything originated from God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 2 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God brought all things into existence out of nothing. It shows how powerful He is. He is Jehovah Elohim, God of gods. We can find that in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Demonstrating God's absolute power and sovereignty, God sustains and maintains the universe. Everything is His. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 says, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Wonke ke umhlaba ungowakhe. We can also read Psalm 50 verse 12. The Godhead was involved in creation of the universe. The Holy Spirit role in creation. Psalm 104 verse 30. You send forth your spirit. They are created and you renew the face of the earth. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 2, He was in the beginning with God. 3, all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. We can read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. Everything God created tells how awesome He is. All creation give praise to Him. Creation makes us to see how great God is. His creation is a testament to His glory and power. Psalm 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Wow. God spoke the universe into existence, but when it came to human beings, He got more involved, more intimate. He used His hands. Bawo, singumsebenzi wezandla zakho. He created humanity in His own image, highlighting the unique relationship between God and humankind. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. We can also read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Psalm 139 verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. God continues to create in our lives. Sin separates people from God and leads to death. God takes dead things and create life for them. We were dead in our trespasses. We inherited sin. We can read Romans chapter 5 verse 12, to 19, Psalm 51, 3, verse 3 to 5. Psalm 51, verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. God is everlasting. He has no beginning or end. Moses wrote a prayer that describes God as eternal. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, oh, ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The last verse of the day, Isaiah 40, verse 28 says, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Abanyo unkulunkulu bayakatala, and futhi bayafa. Unkulunkulu wethu ukhona uphila okungunaphakade. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate. Lindy says, amen, Brother Ray. God is everything.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let us hear from Dr. F.I. Matebula Mfundiswami. From the CMC Ivory, CMC Ivory Park. This is Dr. Matebula. Listen to the apostle.
Greetings, Pastor Ray, and your panel, and all the radio pulpit listeners.
Thank you, Mruti.
Ama Africa, amchaza kahle uJehova athi uyesabeka.
Yeah.
So, Jehovah, we are Sabega. When we learn about him, Ama Judah couldn't call him by name. Bebati, we are Sabega, Gamalake, Alibizwa. So, Eskatnes Ning, Bebati, in his name.
Yeah.
Ogwenze Guti, Abantuana, Bazalwa, Ama Judah. When we look at Moses, he asked God that, as you are sending me, when Pharaoh asked me who sent you, who should I say you are? Because Mosi bebangalazi igama likaNkulunkulu, bekungekho umuntu olibizayo.
Yeah.
Belihlonishwa igama likaNkulunkulu bathi liyesabeka. So we're batting a Kamalake only to just be his name, and Kamalake linga menshino. And into enze ukuthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi kube khona abazama ukumnikeza igama and sagcina silahlekelwa ukuthi kahle kahle igama likaNkulunkulu lingubani. So kwaba nalamagama manje athathwayo esihamba ngawo. Siyabonga ukuthi abo professor basitholele the real name kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ungubani. And lokho kuba isambulo kithina. And uPaul uyamchaza ncwadi yabaseKorinthe ukuqala chapter 15 verse 28 ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyikho konke kubo bonke. So uNkulunkulu uyikho konke kubo bonke, uyesabeka uma sisizwa ngoNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngokuthi fear not all the time, uthi ningesabi ningesabi, it's because uNkulunkulu uyesabeka. So uhloniphekile, uyesabeka. So ilokho ebebambiza ngakho kuqala. So siyabonga ukuthi sambulelwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu kahle kahle ungubani.
Sure. Yeah, no, thank you so much. This is Dr. Matebula himself there, and really putting this across. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, up to the hour 8 and 10 minutes to the hour. We are going to the conclusions of the matter. We are asking this: who is the Creator's name? We are asking that. Who is the Creator's name, and what is the Creator even all about? What are the things that we need to know with regards to Him? What seems to be the things that we omit when it comes to Him? What seems to be the things that we omit when it comes to Him? That is something I want to know, and we've been asking this question since the beginning of the show. You can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, I Am Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 0826572729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And we are together till 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, man. Hanging out with Barukia in Cape Town, and also Professor Buyiso Ndezi is here in Johannesburg. And we are touching base on the very issue. Who is the Creator? What is He even all about? Right. Let me bring this to you as we come to the conclusions, Professor. I am looking at Psalms. Chapter 40, verse 12, it says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance?" Hey. Right? And then, this is a very popular one. I've heard many times, many people reading this one. Isaiah 40:28. "Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting Yahuwah, our Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. The one whose understanding is unsearchable. And I know, as a scientist, Professor, this makes more sense to you. Unsearchable. And many have tried to search. And also, but he's the one who has the most correct measurements, and only he could measure what he had made. We can't. We can't even know the weight of the earth as it hangs. They say he also measured the amount of the water in the hollow of his hand. And then you spoke about some of the depths of the seas that have not even been discovered even now, but they are spoken of as a hollow of a hand. What comes to mind finally? Let me give you your 2 minutes. Go for it.
Yo, brother, this is scary because but the measurements, I have a real experience of how measurements are done. The unfortunate thing is that even the instruments that we have, they have some error bars.
Yeah.
And we don't have the real approximation. There's no accuracy in what we do. And yet we put more trust in those and say, I have discovered because I've measured.
Mm.
And we know exactly that there's no precision in what we are doing. But here we find the word of God saying the creator has calculated. Are we aware that in the calculation, it means there's a combination of numbers, there are formulas, there are equations.
Measurements, yes.
It's not just a weighing only, but calculations have been factored into everything that the Father has done, the Creator has done.
Mm.
So I'm getting humbled when we read this verse in terms of what we always pride ourselves to have achieved. And then we hear that he has measured everything in the hollow of his hand.
Yeah.
So how great is this Creator? How great is this God? How big is he? If everything about the waters of this world is in the hollow of his hand.
Hey.
So in other words, I'm asking the question, where are we?
Hey.
Where are we if we're serving that kind of a God? He's an all-knowing God. He's a supreme God, and he has weighed the mountains. In fact, I have not found any scientist who knows what's the weight of the mountains in this whole world.
Mm.
And I don't think that we'll even attempt to do that because there's no scale that can do that. So when we talk of the Creator, this is what we're talking about. This big God, this sovereign God, this majestic God, this awesome God, this unexplainable God. He is an all-knowing God. He is the owner of the creation. He's abundant in mercy, abundant in wisdom, abundant in knowledge.
Mm.
He's the preserver of life because life originated from him. It's like now the world and life is in his hand. Everything about him is great.
Mm.
And his understanding is unsearchable. We quoted that in the book of Isaiah 40:28. His understanding is unsearchable. His wisdom is supreme. He is a great God. And Psalm 50:11 says, I know all the birds of the mountain.
Hey.
I don't know how many species do zoologists know about the birds that are on the mountains. Not only the birds are in the mountains, there are so many creatures in the mountains, but he says, I know every one of them. The wild beasts of the field are mine. You can imagine there are those that don't even have names, but he says they are his. So we talk of that majestic God, that majestic creator. So he is above our understanding, above our knowledge, above our wisdom. So there's nothing else that man can do except to bow before him and worship him, because there is no way that we can reach him with our minds. There is no way that we can measure that, neither can we prove him. I know some of us maybe have even attempted to prove the existence of God because they don't want to believe him by faith. So he cannot be measured. He cannot be proven. He cannot be disproven again. We just have to accept him for who he is, which is why we are always bowing before him in worship, because we accept him for who he is. We bow before him for who he is. I don't need to know everything about him except that he is the creator. That's the only thing that we need to understand, that he is God, eternal. He is the creator. He is everything. That information is enough for us to worship him and to know that we are existing because he placed us here, and we are here for a purpose that is greater than us, and we need to bow before him all the time.
I hear you quite well. Malak, just after this, Lindy says, "Amen, Brother Ray, God is everything." Malak, in your minute, when we speak of him, we have to understand by faith. Our minds cannot fathom him being the creator per se. 11 verses 3 of Hebrews, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Elohim, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. What say you?
Our ways, or his ways, are higher. His way are higher, is higher than our way.
Mm.
And so are his thoughts. So truly, as his creation, we cannot be able to comprehend him, but we can only come close to him and be obedient, as he is the master, as he is our creator, you know, instead of following our own ways. Now, even the counting of stars, the verse in Isaiah 40 says he calls each star forth by name, and none of them is missing. In the book of the Apocrypha book, I think it's 2 Ezra, it even goes as far as he knows every drop of the number of drops in the ocean.
Mm.
He knows the number of leaves of the trees, the seeds. How many seeds are still to grow? And you know he's omnipotent. He's we can't comprehend him. We cannot comprehend him. I cannot even get to explain who he is.
Mm.
But we all we know is uNgusomandla, uNgumdali wezulu nomhlaba, nemithombo yamanzi. You know, so it is important for us to always remember and also he's jealous. He is Al-Kana, which you can relate to Cain, Al-Kana, Cain, because he was jealous of his brother. So that's who he is as well. And the attributes have been spoken about of who he is, how he's a provider, he's a healer, and all that. I just don't have the time. It would be nice one day we get to explain these attributes, Hebrew, so that we know what they mean and all that. So, all is well.
Right. Lindy says he is God who is and was and is to come. Malibongi kamalake. Thank you so much, Lindy, for that. Thank you for everyone who has called in. And Professor, thank you so much. Thank you for everyone who has listened. Thank you for the ones that are praying for us. Thank you for the messages and the WhatsApps. Thank you, Professor. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to everyone. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. Malak Tuda.
Tudaraba Malak Baruch Haba Basham Yahua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must actually really barak him. We must barak him. Malbongi Kamalaka, we say barak Yahua. And thank you so much. Next week, let's talk about demons. Let's talk about these spirits. There's so many theories about this, and I think the devil continues to want to deceive so that we don't really understand what demons are all about and how they operate even today. Let's talk about that next week. It's happening. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.